May I have your attention, please? The Environmental Preservation and Conservation Committee will now come to order. Will the Assistant Police call the roll?
Chairman Dean?
Here.
Senator Abruzzo?
Here.
Senator Altman?
Here.
Senator Bullard?
Here.
Senator Gardner? Senator Grimsley?
Here.
Senator Latvala?
Here.
Senator Simpson?
Here.
Senator Soto?
Present.
Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Would everyone please rise and help support the pledge of flag?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone today. I apologize for being late. I am officially one half through my ethics and election training, so be careful what you say to me. If you're going to speak today or to any of the issues on our agenda or other issues, please file an appropriate appearance card. We have a housekeeping item today. Senator Dieter requests that Senate Bill 412 be TP'd. Without objection, the bill will be TP'd. Members, tab one is Senate Bill 244, Water Management Districts. This is my bill. I want to ask the chair, turn over the chair to Vice Chair Abruzzo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Member, Senate Bill 244 eliminates unnecessary government hurdles and promotes streamlining among water management districts. It provides water management districts with the guidance concerning minimum flows and levels, water reservations, and recovery of prevention of strategies regarding multiple district projects, requiring proposed water reservations and water bodies that may be affected by water withdrawal in an adjacent water management district to be identified on the district's annual minimum flows and level priority list and a schedule. It's granting authorization to the water management districts to enter into the interagency agreement designating a single district to conduct a fund non-regulatory water management activities or projects that cross district boundaries, providing for joint regional water supply planning between water management districts and affected regional water supply authorities. Do we have any? I don't think we have any amendments. Members, that's our bill.
Members, that is the bill. Are there any questions of the for the chairman? Senator Soto.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Dean, this will allow us to now be able to negotiate with Georgia to help potentially deal with the Apalachicola Bay issue?
No. This is more entails interstate in terms of water management districts and conducting the authority. I think that the issues that go into intrastate and that kind of thing would not be affected here, but have a different standard than which we've been operating under.
Any other questions? Seeing no questions, we have two cards. Stephen Minnis from the Water Management District. Thank you. And Stephen James.
On behalf of the Association of Counties, we'll also waive in support.
Waiving in support. Thank you. Members, we are on debate. Seeing no debate, Mr. Chairman, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, I'd like to remind you again, this was a very similar, if not identical, issue that we passed last year and had out on the board that never got completed. So I thank you for consideration and support of this bill.
Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll on Senate Bill 244?
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Senator Bullard?
Yes.
Senator Gardner?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley?
Yes.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Soto?
Yes.
Senator Abruzzo?
Yes.
Senator Dean?
Yes.
Show the bill passes. Senator Dean, you have your chair back.
Thank you very much. Now, members, let's move to tab three. The consumptive tab 3 is concerning Senate Bill 364, consumptive use permits for development of alternative water supplies. The consumptive use permits for development of alternative water supplies is for by Senator Hayes. His aide, Nancy Cornwell, is recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for allowing me to present the bill on the behalf of the senator. Senate Bill 364 provides incentives for the development of alternative water supplies by decreasing the cost of large projects and making the consumptive use permitting process less burdensome. It allows CUPs to be issued after July 1st of this year for the development of AWS to have the duration of 30 years with an opportunity for a 7-year extension if bonds have been issued to fund the project. This bill passed unanimously last year through the House and sailed through all the Senate committees. It just didn't make it to the final finish line. That's the bill.
Ma'am, are there any questions? Seeing none, there are some speakers. And David Childs, Board of Chamber of Commerce.
Wave and support.
Thank you very much. Lee Killinger. Wave and support. Doug Mann.
Wave and support.
Thank you. Laura Linhart.
Wave and support.
Thank you. David Cullen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. David Cullen for Sierra Club, Florida. I'm only speaking for information today, primarily to say that we're looking forward to speaking with the sponsor so that we can clear up any questions that we might have about extending the length of permitting.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'm sure that the sponsor would be more glad to meet with you. Okay. Stephen James. Stephen, you changed, but that's okay. Thank you. Members, now that you've heard the report of the concerned speakers, does anyone have any discussion or debate? Seeing none, Nancy, you're recognized to close on the good bill.
I wait my close, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Will the Secretary please call the roll on Senate Bill 364?
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Senator Bullard?
Yes.
Senator Gardner?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley?
Yes.
Senator Lapvala?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Soto?
Yes.
Senator Bruzzo?
Yes.
Senator Dean?
Yes, and members, by our vote, we will now, bill passes, and we'll now move to the next tab. Members, take up tab 5. What?
Go back to tab
2.
2? 2.
Okay, I'm sorry. Members, move back to tab 2, please. This is power and duties of the Department of Environmental Protection. Senator Hayes, the Environmental Protection Bill is presented by Senator Hayes. His aide, Jessica Crawford, is recognized to explain the bill. Jessica.
Okay. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members, and thank you for letting me present this bill on behalf of Senator Hayes. The bill simply repeals a section of statute that is no longer needed. The process can be accomplished by the current surplus and exchange procedures. And by repealing this statute, it will now put us in compliance with federal law. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Are there any questions? Senator Lapvala.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure I understand what this bill is trying to accomplish. What federal law would we become in compliance with by passing this bill?
I am actually not 100% familiar with federal law. I would like to refer to staff on that, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Senator Lava, the federal law that we're talking about is the Water Resources Development Act of 1990, which was the federal law that officially deauthorized the Cross Florida Barge Canal. So there were a lot of federal lands there that were then conveyed with no consideration, no purchase. The state did not have to purchase them. And in consideration of, well, I guess there was no consideration, but there were certain requirements in WERDA Bill of 1990 that the state had to comply with. The one that we are currently in violation of is that any sale of those lands resulting in revenues, first they have to go to certain reimbursements, which have already been taken care of. Then any purchases of fee simple land or easements in the Greenway. And then if there are any remaining funds left over from the sale of those formerly federal lands, they must be used for maintenance. Now, the section that we are repealing of Florida law says may be used for maintenance.
Well, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir. You're recognized. You know, go ahead.
I was just wondering if we could have Senator Hayes's assistant kind of give us a little background on the Florida Barge Canal and why that this would be necessary at this particular time.
You're recognized to give us the bit of your information.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Like Pepper said, the current procedures set forth were specifically enacted to generate the funds needed to refund counties for the ad valorem taxes paid by the counties to the Cross Florida National Canal Navigation District. And these counties have been repaid many years ago, and that's why these procedures are obsolete. Another thing, by repealing this section, the surplus procedures for the state-owned Cross Florida Greenways would default to standard state surplus procedures that the DEP Division of State Lands utilizes for all other state-owned lands. So it's just trying to bring, you know, everyone into compliance. So
one final question, Mr.
Yes, sir.
If we sell this surplus land, what happens to the money? I mean, does that go back? Who does that go to?
You recognize?
Can I answer for the speaker, Mr. Chair?
Vice Chair, go ahead.
We'll get that information to you, Senator.
Yes, we will.
I have a question, Mr.
Go ahead.
I'm concerned that this may be the death knell of the Florida Barge Canal.
It won't be.
if I want to go from Jacksonville to go visit Senator Vela in Pinellas County, if there's no Florida Barge Canal, how much longer will it take me to, if I'm going by boat to get there?
Oh, gosh.
You're recognized.
It might take a while. It might take a while. That's why it's needed.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, I got a question.
Yes.
How long have you known Marjorie Harris Carr?
Not very long.
Are you familiar with Marjorie Harris Carr?
Not that familiar.
Senator Lapp Valley, you can't go across that walkway on 275. We just won't let you do that.
Yeah.
Any other members? Yes, sir. You recognize Senator Bullard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Even though I know Senator Hayes isn't here, is there a willingness to accept an amendment that would create a fund to fund airplane rides from Jacksonville to Pinellas County to alleviate any burdens that or concerns that Senator Altman might have?
You're recognized.
I will talk to the senator about that and see what he says.
Mr. Chairman, I do have a serious question. The 1990 bill, you know, one of the things I like to do is make sure that I'm consistent with my local congressman. Do you know what the vote count was on that 1990 act and how the Central Florida delegation voted on it?
Well, Mr. Chair, I was only 4 at the time, so I don't remember.
Good answer.
Well, obviously, you're well aware we're having a lot of fun
here
today, and this is your first one, right?
Mm-hmm.
We kind of thought that. Anyway, are there any other questions of Jessica that we have a time with the aide or in place of Senator Hayes? If not, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I wave close, Mr. Chair.
You wave close. Mr. Secretary, would you call the roll on Senate Bill 326?
Senator Altman? Senator Bullard?
Yes.
Senator Gardner?
No.
Senator Grimsley?
No.
Senator Latvala?
No.
Senator Simpson?
No.
Senator Soto?
No.
Senator Abruzzo?
No.
Senator Dean?
Uh-uh, no.
Bill fails.
Prevailing.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Latvala.
I move for verification of the roll call.
Senator.
One yay, eight nays.
Wow.
He's not going to be very happy with me.
It was nice seeing
you. Can we have a revote on this issue? And on the prevailing side, I think we can have a revote. Good. Madam Secretary, revote the issue.
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Senator Bullard?
Yes.
Senator Gardner?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley?
Yes.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Soto?
Yes.
Senator Abruzzo?
Yes.
Senator Dean?
Yes, and by your vote, Jessica, you've got your bill passed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you all.
Now let's move to tabs 5, 6, and 7. Remember the appointments of today of some folks whose names will be coming up in the Regulation Committee, the Environmental Regulation Commission, and one to the Governing Board of Southwest Florida Watermont District. If I call your name and you're here, step forward. If you're not, we will take care of the appointment process. Michael Bauer and Joseph C. Joyce of the Environmental Regulatory Commission. Okay, also Glenn J. Waldman of the Governing Board of South Florida Water Management District. Not senators, the biographical information is in your committee packet. For those that were unable to attend today, senators, are there any questions about any of these appointments? Are there any speakers pertaining to us to testify, and if you do, we'll put you under oath. If seeing none, no objections, I need a motion for confirmation, and Senator Bullard, you make the motion. Do I hear a second? With that confirmation, will the Secretary please call the roll?
Senator Altman?
Yes.
Senator Bullard?
Yes.
Senator Gardner?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley?
Yes.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Soto?
Yes.
Senator Abruzzo?
Yes.
Senator Dean?
Yes, and members by vote, those folks in that as name enlisted will be recommended and for confirmations favorably. Members, do we have any further issues that need to come before us today that any member would like to bring up? If not, Senator Simpson moves we rise.